Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I happen to be Brian. That happens to be Luke. And we all happen to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Except for today, a little bit of angst and depression from the Ukraine invasion of Russia. I'm sorry. That's what Vladimir Putin's telling you. They're reverse invading themselves, which is why Russia has to defend itself by invading Ukraine.
Apparently. Allegedly.
It makes sense if you go, oh, that's right, it's Russia.
If you just want to say, if you understand the fact that he's attempting to make some false pretenses to be able to justify his actions there in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, just a word on perspective on China right before we talked about China right before the end of the break with David and Mekwan. The people of China, think about this. They're the longest standing known country as an entity in the world. They've been as is more or less since around 1200. We in the United States have been around since 1776.
1789 in the way to we
some of us run some of
government.
Us here some people may know some their great grandparents here in the States. Most of us are immigrants, so don't really have much beyond the great grandparents. Imagine being in China where 10 generations past.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to conceptualize individualism to people who know eons of their own people before them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying that to give you a perspective on where people are coming from and how things work around the world. Because a lot of people that have different perspectives, and I think we all assume, well, why wouldn't you want to be an individual in freedom and all that stuff like that? Well, a lot of people don't understand our concept. It's an Eastern way of thinking versus a Western way of thinking, and a lot of it has to do with things like, they're pretty much, you can't invade those areas. It's really easy to defend, especially from the land,
Yeah. No, it's definitely an interesting, you got to keep those things in perspective. And like you said, we appreciate Dave from Mekwan's thoughtfulness. But at the same time, in my response to Dave's comments, is there ever going to be a time when Biden, Dave gives Biden such a short leash on things like, oh, he should have done these sanctions a month ago then.
Yeah.
Well, he acted in concert with 30 other nations to be able to implement these sanctions. Like, that, it's not something that just the U.S. can do and act unilaterally.
And if the U.S. just does it, it's only one country.
Right.
You need bipartisan leadership.
Right.
And you can't get it from Trump. You never got that from Trump because he alienated everybody else.
Right. And so you have to be able to work, like, there has to be an international response to something like this, because if you don't want to go down the same path as years past and go through the imperial and seem like the imperial force and acting alone on the global stage, you need to bring other nations with you. And other nations weren't at that point yet. And now to this point, it was all talk. It was a lot of talk from Putin, and it wasn't until he invaded yesterday morning or very early this morning in Ukraine that all of a sudden that talk turned to action, and then the sanctions came. So it definitely, like, I don't understand Dave from Mekwan's point of, oh, well, he should have done this a month ago. Like, is there ever going to be a point where Biden's response then is good enough for you? Because
I appreciate that he at least had a suggestion as to something else he could have done.
Yeah. But at the same time,
the reality of it is different. But at least he got a suggestion of something you could have done. Okay, I don't know that it would have made a difference either way. Let's go to Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, the bloody shame of it is if we had actually done a Marshall Plan when the Soviet Union collapsed, rather than letting the Chicago boys with the neoliberal economic theory going into Russia and hoping the oligarchs seize all the wealth of the Russian people. Maybe would have democracy over there, because the Russian people would be benefiting from democracy and the wealth their nation does have, rather than just a select few, and the rest of the people are less squabbling over the scraps.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people forget that the way our country formed is an anomaly. Our experiment in democracy is also an anomaly compared to the majority of people. The majority of countries, their most history was dictatorship or authoritarianism. I mean,
or monarchies.
Yeah. Same type of thing.
Yeah, it's a very similar model.
And let's remember, the perfection of our democracy. You know, even our preamble says to create a more perfect union, and they weren't saying that a perfect union, a more perfect union, because look how long it took for us to get rid of slavery. Look how long it took for us to actually fully recognize the rights of every American, rather than. And now they're trying to backslide on that. I mean, we've got conservatives saying, well, you got to make sure you register for this, and there's all this voter fraud, and there is not substantial voter fraud in this country, but they're trying to roll back rights that people, hard-won rights that people have fought for and died for in this country, and they're trying to roll those back and move us back to, I don't know if it's even the 1950s, I think it's the 1850s for some of these folks.
As far back as possible. You can't go far back enough in tradition. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your
tradition.
Tradition. Sedition. Let's go to our last call of the day. Let's go to Don in Madison. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys?
Glorious.
Yes. You know, I just watched the TV, and they've got, attack helicopters flying through Kyiv. We've never experienced that in our lifetime, in my father's lifetime, in my grandfather's lifetime. Where, we're under threat of any military attack. There's no troops rolling down our streets. There's no planes going overhead dropping bombs on us. We've never lived that. We get to watch that on TV.
The most we got was a bunch of tanks riding through the desert.
Right. But we've never had to live that here in the United States. We've never lived under the threat of attack.
Nope.
And Russia hasn't lived under the threat of attack. And Putin says so because he amassed almost his entire fighting force on one part of his country. His country is huge. He's not afraid of any other country attacking him on any other border. And so he has the invasion of this was unstoppable, shy of going to war with him. But we will be able to stop him taking any other land because we've said we're not going to intervene militarily. So there's nothing to stop this guy. The only thing that can stop this guy is somebody else coming from his other side of the border, so he'd have to draw his troops back. But he knows that's not going to happen. So he's just going to keep rolling. Sanctions ain't going to do a dang thing.
And it's China's on the other side of the border, yeah. And it's to China's advantage to stay neutral as well. I completely understand, and I don't think China is doing it because, let's screw the Americans, although that's a fun byproduct. It's more like, they can't handle Russia either, and China also doesn't have the same type of friends that we do, and maybe they want to go and maybe we should go and make a better effort for China. But then again, everybody's been talking about I'm going to be strong against China when they run for office, so on both sides, by the way.
Yeah, and I just want to point out too something we didn't get to fully dive into, but there are people in Russia protesting this unsanctioned aggression that was put forth by their leader, Putin. And so they're very brave people in Russia protesting that. And I think that's something we got to talk about a little bit more in a future show, maybe.
Good luck, guys.
This has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow at 2:00.